Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Kirk Muspratt, music director and conductor of the Northwest Indiana Symphony Orchestra. And Kirk, we're going to be talking today about the final concert of the 75th anniversary season.
We are, April 27th.
It's formerly known as May 11th.
Yes.
When the Star Plaza Theater, before the Star Plaza Theater was going to be torn down.
Exactly.
It got moved then when that hideous announcement was made back in August, and it got moved to April 27th. I think everybody knows that pretty well by now. It's been months that we've been promoting the move. And what is on the concert? Tell us about it.
Well, it's a group called Under the Street Lamp, which has been on all sorts of, you know, from The Tonight Show to Oprah, you name it. And they're all ex-Jersey Boys.
All ex-Jersey Boys.
Yeah, they were all in the Jersey Boys show. They have amazing backgrounds. One is from Hawaii and started like sort of doing Shakespeare. One is a Northwestern grad whose dad was singing Bill Haley and the Comets in the bathroom, you know, all the time. They're really a great group. They do everybody from Roy Orbison to Tom Jones to the Drifters to Wayne Newton to the Beatles, and there's everything from fun in the aisles and tap dancing to, I think, really heartbreaking, sincere music making.
Mm-hmm. So it's not just the Four Seasons that they're portraying by any means.
No.
Though you said that they do a Four Seasons medley.
They do. Yeah, it's a surprise. It's an encore, but they do.
Oh, I see. You didn't tell me that. Well, I wouldn't have mentioned that we might have an encore then.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a good way to celebrate the end of our 75th season.
And Mother's Day.
And Mother's Day coming. So, yeah, and it's in advance of Mother's Day, but people could certainly take their mothers as a wonderful gift.
Absolutely. Or their wives. Moms work hard at home.
Absolutely.
Take her out.
And I might put a pitch in for the party before the concert that is a special final end of the 75th anniversary celebration party. We've been running a fundraising campaign throughout this year to solicit memberships in the 75th Anniversary Club, which are $75 per person, $150 a couple. And we've encouraged people to give us $750 or $7,500 or $75,000. We did get a $7,500 and a couple of $750, so that was good. But anyway, the party is going to run from 5 to 7 in the theater lobby and in the Celebrity Circle Lounge with food and a cash bar and the Jeff Brown Trio entertaining. And that'll be a nice way to thank everybody who helped us celebrate. And
Plus, it's been very successful.
It's been enormously successful.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We had a fundraising goal that we set in our budget, you know, months ago, like almost a year ago. And we had, by the end of the first 6 months of the fiscal year, meaning at the end of 2016, we had already tripled that budget. So
great.
Yeah, I think that we'll have a lot of people there. We had over 200 members at that point at the end of the calendar year. So it's just a great way to. So just going to the symphony website, you can see to click. There's a graphic that you can click on and become a member.
John, the other day in the meeting, I thought you said that that the Under the Street Lamp guys are going to be there too. Is that correct?
Thank you for reminding me. Yes,
yeah.
Under the Street Lamp performers will be visiting with audience members and mingling and. And that'll be a nice thing.
At the party.
And you'll be there.
I'll be there. I'm going to dress up as Tom Jones. No, I don't know. I'm just making stuff up here. But it's a wonderful collection of music. It doesn't matter whether you like Mel Torme or you like the Four Seasons and Frankie Valli and all that stuff. It's really a hot night. And I think it's going to, my own prediction is I think it's going to sell out. I really do.
Well, we've done well with our Pops concerts this year. At first, because people had the morbid curiosity of this is the last time I'm going to go to the Star Plaza Theater. But even beyond that, after the announcement was made that no, it's not going to be torn down, we completely sold out the Holiday Pops concert. Yeah, we're going to do really well with this concert, so people should call and get tickets soon.
Yeah.
They're not an a cappella group, obviously, if they're performing with the orchestra.
No, they bring a band of seven guys with them.
Okay.
And then so there's them in front or two of them or one of them in front.
Mm-hmm.
And then the orchestra there too, of course. So it's a show. Yeah, it's like a great Vegas type show, except you've got the Northwest Indiana Symphony there too, which is wonderful. The sound is wonderful, I think.
So the next time you'll be here, we'll be promoting the summer Sasha Summer Music Festival.
Yes.
So in the months ahead.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. I look forward to that.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, Kirk. Thanks for being here. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.